Chapter 6. The Writing on the Mirror. Later that morning, a builder arrived from Kilorglin to look at the damage to the house. He shook his head and looked very serious. "The house is dangerous," he said. "You must demolish the back of the house and rebuild it. If you don't, the roof will fall down."
"How much will that cost?" asked Clive.
"About £40,000, said the builder. Aunt Sarah was very upset.
"Oh, what am I going to do?" she cried. "I haven't got enough money."
"Don't worry, Aunt Sarah," Mary said. "We'll think of a solution." After the builder left, Clive and Mary sat with Aunt Sarah.
"You can't live here anymore, Aunt Sarah," said Mary. "The house is too dangerous."
"I suppose you're right," said Sarah. "But where can I go? I'm so frightened. What will happen to me?"
"You can live with us in London," said Mary. Sarah's face became white.
"Oh, no! London is a big, frightening place," she said. "I'll miss my home and Kilmarney Island."
"Don't worry," said Mary. "You'll be okay. We'll help you."
"What will I do with the house?" asked Sarah.
"We can try to sell it if you want," said Clive.
Sarah put her head in her hands.
"Oh, I can't decide anything," she said. "Sell the house if you think that's best."
Then she walked to the door. Mary was worried about her.
"Are you okay, Aunt Sarah?" she asked. "Where are you going?"
I'm going to talk to Finnegan," said Sarah. "He'll help me."
"Who's Finnegan?"
asked Clive.
"He's the leprechaun," said Aunt Sarah,
and she went upstairs without another word.
"Poor Sarah is really crazy," said Clive.
His mobile phone was ringing in the kitchen. He went to answer it, but it stopped ringing. He couldn't find it anywhere.
"Where is my phone?"
he asked his wife.
"It was on the kitchen table a few minutes ago," answered Mary.
"Well, it isn't there now," said Clive. "Did Aunt Sarah take it?"
"I don't think so," answered Mary. "She doesn't need a mobile phone."
Brian was in his room. Suddenly, he had a strange feeling. Was somebody watching him? Then he saw writing in the dust on the mirror. It said, "Take care of Aunt Sarah. M.F."
"Who is M.F.?"
thought Brian. The window in his room was open, and Brian went to close it. He looked out and he saw the small figure on the rocks again. He was walking away from the house. This time, Brian recognised him. It was the small man from the harbour.
"Why was he in the house?" he thought. "I'm going to talk to him."
And he ran out of the house. Brian followed the man over the rocks. His eyes were on the man and he wasn't looking at the ground. Suddenly, Brian fell into a hole. He tried to escape, but it was too deep.
"Help! Can anybody hear me?"
he shouted. But nobody heard him, and Brian started to panic. He was cold and frightened, and he didn't know what to do. Suddenly, a hand appeared and pulled his shirt.
"Who's there?"
Brian shouted. But nobody answered. The hand pulled him through a narrow path between the rocks into a small cave.